This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Chris Malone, and here is a look at KTK Morning News for Wednesday, November 30th, 2022. Five members of the militia group, the Oath Keepers, including a Dinellon man, have been found guilty for their part in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes, along with self-described Florida leader of the group, Kelly Meggs of Dinellon, were found guilty of seditious conspiracy by a federal jury Tuesday. Three other Oath Keepers were found guilty of obstruction, among other charges. Prosecutors argued Rhodes and Meggs plotted an armed rebellion against a lawful election, while the defense stated Meggs was at the Capitol to provide security. Rhodes and Meggs face up to 20 years in prison. Meggs' wife, Connie, still faces charges in a separate federal case. The Senate passed legislation Tuesday that would protect same-sex and interracial marriages. 61 lawmakers approved the Respect for Marriage Act, which would repeal the Defense of Marriage Act, which defined a marriage between one man and one woman. The legislation would also prohibit states from denying the legitimacy of out-of-state marriages based on sex, race, or ethnicity. A caveat protects religious organizations from providing services for any marriage and shelters their tax-exempt status for not recognizing certain marriages. The bill now heads to the House, which is expected to pass it next week, with President Biden signaling he's looking forward to signing it into law. The bill's progress reflects a big shift in public opinion, with 7 in 10 Americans now saying marriage between same-sex couples should be recognized by law. And crews removing debris caused by Hurricane Ian have collected more than 2.6 million cubic yards of wreckage, but there are still some items waiting for collection. The two-month reminder of the storm has prompted one Sarasota County family to decorate their debris pile for Christmas, complete with twinkling lights, strands of garland, and even a tiny U.S. flag atop. The festive fragments have become a favorite among the neighbors, who drive by and take photos of it at night when it's lit up. The homeowners know cleanup crews have been working very hard and are not upset at the delays at all. The family says they remove the decorations daily just in case crews come to clear out the debris. In the meantime, it's a way for the community to have a laugh as they work together to rebuild from Ian.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
A Gainesville man is facing aggravated assault charges after he allegedly threatened to kill a woman over a parking space. 36-year-old Tavares McMiller reportedly got into a verbal argument with a woman over a parking spot at the Winn-Dixie on Southwest 16th Avenue Monday afternoon, when he allegedly took a realistic-looking AR-style rifle from his trunk and used it in a threatening manner towards the woman and her two children. McMiller was later stopped by GPD and reportedly was in possession of the BB gun. A sworn complaint filed against McMiller earlier this year stated he pointed a similar gun at another driver during a road rage incident in July and threatened to beat up a school crossing guard. McMiller is currently in the Alachua County Jail awaiting trial. Kristen Pulisic's single goal at yesterday's group stage competition against Iran advances the U.S. men's soccer team to the next round in the 2022 FIFA World Cup. The win is in contrast to the last time the two teams played each other, when Iran's win eliminated the U.S. from the World Cup 24 years ago. Team USA now focuses on the round of 16 elimination competition as they take on the Netherlands for the first time in World Cup history. That game is Saturday at 10 a.m. The men's team have only progressed past the round of 16 once before, when they lost to Germany in the quarterfinals in 2002. And a New Hampshire man is back in a happy marriage after he accidentally threw his wife's wedding rings in the trash. and was able to find them with the help of several sanitation workers. Kevin Butler says he didn't know the wadded-up napkin he tossed into the trash contained his wife's wedding rings that were drying after she cleaned them. Even worse, the trash had already been moved to the transfer station where it is mixed with the garbage from the entire town. But a determined sanitation crew chipped in to help find the rings after reviewing surveillance video. They zeroed in on a section that contained 20 tons of trash as Butler and sanitation workers sifted through the rubbish until they found the right bag. After going through nearly all the contents of the suspected bag, one of the workers found the wadded-up napkin and its precious cargo. Butler says he is thankful to have the rings back and even more thankful to the workers who helped. He rewarded their efforts by taking them out to lunch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.